It's just about time again for the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Everybody, this is Sophie Williams. Make her welcome. In fact, Sophie, why don't you play something for us?
That's a clip from Breathe In, the story of a foreign exchange student who challenges the dynamics of her host family's relationships. It's just one of many films in this year's edition of the Wisconsin Film Festival, playing on screens around Madison starting Thursday night and running for a week. Joining us now is Jim Healy. He's the director of programming for the film festival. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
What are some of the offerings that are setting this year's edition of the film festival apart from past years?
We have a sidebar of films by the great French Nouvelle Vague director Jacques Demy, and also some selections of rarities by Alfred Hitchcock.
I'm really intrigued by those. You know, people know Alfred Hitchcock probably from The Birds or Psycho, some of his big Hollywood films. What would they see in his early work that might surprise them or maybe give them glimpses of what was to come in the future?
Well, in fact, we have what remains of the earliest film he ever worked on. It's a movie called The White Shadow. The first three reels of the film were found in New Zealand a few years ago. It was thought lost for decades and decades, completely lost. The film is not complete. We do have only what remains, which is about the first half of the film. But it's the first film that Hitchcock worked on. He did not direct it, but he did almost everything else on it. And I think what we'll see is how versatile he was and how interested he was in every aspect of the film industry, because it's not just a thriller that we expect him to be working on. And we're showing that with silent film, which happened to also be his first sound film. It's a movie called Blackmail, which everyone knows as his first sound film. But in fact, he made an alternate silent version, which showed him really at the peak of his craft as a visual storyteller in 1929.
There are movies made from Wisconsin.
Everything from The Lumberjack, which is the oldest known complete film from Wisconsin. It celebrates its 100th year this year. It's a movie made in Wausau. We also have some new films by new artists who I think are really significant filmmakers living in our midst. We have from Green Bay, Shooter and Whitley, which is a experimental film by Laura Stewart that explores the biking culture in Green Bay.
A lot of people like Whitley in this world. A lot of people need to be taken care of.
But I'm on my own. I don't know anything else. I didn't finish high school. This is who I am.
This really intrigues me. It's a fictional documentary. It sounds like a drama that looks like a documentary.
That's right. She used non-professional actors who are fixtures in the motorcycle bar scene there. And put them together in relationships in the film that they don't have in real life, but it yielded some really evocative results.
Some special guests, too, including one of my favorite directors, Alexander Payne. He's going to screen a film that had a big influence on him.
He selected a film for us to come and present called Il Sorpasso, which is an Italian dramedy, I guess, from 1962. And it's a road comedy about a kind of a brash womanizer and his young, more shy companion. And it
has all Jack and Miles.
And exactly. It is definitely a predecessor to Sideways.
Jim Healy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks again, Terry.
Jim Healy is the director of programming for the Wisconsin Film Festival. You can hear more from Jim and find out more about the festival tonight at 7 o'clock on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television.